As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Show me your facts, show me the law, and show me the evidence, please, won't you? We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, November the 17th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always news. Like to find good news. Haven't found so much good news lately, but we got newsy news. Hard facts, that's for sure. Workable solutions. We bring them to you when we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're most certainly not alone. But you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular of all things. And it remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. Engage in our chat room discussion. Again, it's becomevocallocal.com. You won't find much else on my website, but you will find our chat room. You're welcome to join us. becomevocallocal.com. Pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. Join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. No guarantees there, but we'll consider all of your suggestions. You can also contact us via mail, postal mail, at P.O. Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Sam and Trish, good morning. Owensville, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com, all broadcasting this broadcast to their local listening audiences, and we thank you for doing so. Our call-in number again remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Everybody should have that number memorized. You can find all of our archived broadcasts neatly stashed away for you at the OracleBroadcasting.com homepage, OracleBroadcasting.com. As Doug Owen says, the mothership of this network, OracleBroadcasting.com. Of course, if you like, you can pick up 650 broadcasts of the broadcast, 650 hours worth of broadcast, 8.86 gigabytes, wow, on a 3-DVD audio set in jewel cases for just $15. You can send a request there. Send your email to show.archives@gmail.com. show.archives@gmail.com, and let's keep our friend Fritz busy cranking out more copies of the broadcast for you, your family, as the holiday season comes up. Maybe you want to give somebody a 3-CD set of Become Vocal Local, especially those out there that don't and or cannot afford internet connections. Anyway, precious metals sag as good money follows bad equity, crude and U.S. dollar index losses. We'll talk about that in the monetary segment today. Bankruptcy visits nations, states and counties and cities and shipping lanes as well. U.S. occupy Australia. Yeah, watch your back, you know. Anyway, North Dakota state banking gains notice. All that in the news today. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning after trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But an hour ago, found gold trading off $17.30 at $1,744.90 an ounce. Silver off 68 cents, getting whapped upside the head at $33.02 an ounce. Platinum off $15. You get the idea. Lots of red here at 1602 even. And palladium off 17 at 631. Much more to come. Stay tuned.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again from the forest where we were hunting rodents during the break. Anyway, welcome back to our Thursday, November the 17th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Anyway, back into our market report for this morning as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight, Eastern Standard Time. Why do I keep writing that down like that? I'm going to have to change my ways. Anyway, as of an hour ago, let's say it that way, gold was off $17.30. It's about 0.98%, almost 1% this morning, off $17.30 at $17.44.90. Silver off 68 cents at $33.02. This is all spot market bullion ounces. platinum off $15 at $16.02 even. Palladium off $17 at $6.31. The lows and the highs, however, in the gold spot market this morning, $16.38.70 for a low, $17.68.10 for a high. So we got a $30 spread shaping up. We're going to be an active and choppy day in the marketplace, it looks like. But at $17.44.90, take heart, little flock, your gold is still up. $384.40 an ounce for a 28.33% return on your investment. The London Gold Picks this morning, them not knowing where to go. The LBMA.org group over there, the London Bullion Market Association, they picked a price, $17.56, sounded reasonable. They all went out and had tea, but yeah, it's been all over the place since then. The SPDR Gold shares overnight, picking up more gold in there. after John Paulson got rid of his paper gold and bought real gold. Anyway, a lot of people are doing that, and they did. So did he. Their claim this morning to hold 1,277.36 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued on these spot prices at $72.1 billion. Still very big hands, very deep pockets for the World Gold Council, Barclays, State Street, Global Advisors, and the rest of them that are involved in that. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 191 at 11,906, dipping back down below that 12,000 peg. The NASDAQ closed off 47 at 2640. The S&P 500 was down and off 21 at 1,237. Get the idea. It's red ink all the way across the board here this morning, folks. We're swimming in it. Crude oil off $1.51, still way too high, in my opinion, at $101.08 for those 42-gallon barrels of crude. And just about sewed up old Muammar Gaddafi's supply over there, and we've got another story for you out of Kazakhstan we'll share. But anyway, crude oil this morning off $1.51 at $101.08 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. This is simple math, 8th-grade math. Just do your division problem there, and you'll understand why gasoline and diesel at the pump is so blessed high. The U.S. dollar index this morning off 15 basis points, a trade-weighted basket of currencies. You can find out more about that over at the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, theice.com. This morning, the U.S. DX is at 78.17. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we see a little bit up and a little bit down all across the board in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. Our Canadian partners up 4 basis points this morning, and yet still 3 cents off parity with the U.S. dollar at 97 cents U.S. The Mexican peso off 34 basis points, certainly hanging on tight to 7 cents apiece for those pesos. The euro this morning up 28 basis points at $1.35, still off about, well, quite a bit from where it's been recently. And the British pound not faring much better, up 36 basis points, but yet at $1.58. The Swiss franc, achieving the Swiss central banker's goal of a declining Swiss franc, it moves down from, it actually is up 22 basis points, but it's moving down from where it was earlier at $1.09 this morning. So they're getting getting back to more normal, or less normal, or the more normal, or the less normal. Depends on how you look at it, I guess. The bond market this morning, the yield on the 2 years, this would be the U.S. Treasuries, is at 0.27%. The 10-year yield, that's referred to as the benchmark, is at 2.02%, and the 30 at 3.05%. Of course, over in Italy, they're charging 7% there. Anyway, the mortgage market this morning, I'd like to find some good news. There isn't any. Anyway, the 15-year fixed rate mortgages on a national average moving down, reversing a recent trend of an upward climb, moved down from a month ago at 3.49% this morning to 3.38%. The 30-year moves down from 4.81% to 4.70%. That's a huge move downward in the 30 years. The gold to silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 52.87 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. And in the Dubai December gold, looking forward into the futures, we see off 27.70 at 17.46, losing 1.56%. So things are looking a little bit grim out there as the big money moves things around on the chessboard. Let's go to the economic calendar and see what kind of voodoo is being presented for us today. Yesterday, of course, we had a guest on, so we didn't cover some of the stuff that came out yesterday. I want to cover this one, however, because if we don't follow these mortgage bankers associations purchase apps, we're going to lose out on that. I want to take a look at this one as well, and we'll jump over here, pick this one up. I want to find out about the housing market. We'll pick that one up. And I want to see that petroleum status report. And this morning, of course, the housing starts is out. We'll look at that. And the jobless claims. Boy, this computer runs fast. We'll look at this one as well. Pick up that one and let's go. Here we go. Mortgage bankers purchase apps. Mortgage application volume decreased about as sharply in the November 11th week as it increased in the prior week when rates due to the crisis in Europe dropped suddenly and substantially. So it's a 50-50. What goes up must come down. Purchase volume fell 2.3% in the latest week, with refinancing volume down 12.2%. So that's the people that are coming into the banks, signing up for their mortgages, is down 2.3% in the latest week. Not a good sign. So you can go for a ride with your realtor, but people are just saying, nope, I don't think I'm going to buy. The consumer price index, consumer price inflation, finally softened in October at the headline level. Consumer price index in October declined 0.1%, following a 0.3% boost in September. The October figure came in lower than analysts forecast for no change. Be no change. That's Barry's line, not mine. Excluding food and energy, of course, that's what we spend our money on, right? The food, and then we go across the street to the gas station, fill up the diesel, and come home. I can't afford anything else. Excluding food and energy, the main factor right there. The CPI rose a modest 0.1%, matching September's gain and the consensus projection. So, you know, as they say, figures don't lie, but the liars figure. They take out the things that are important that everyone has to spend money on, and they report on all the fluff. Industrial production. In a convincing sign of economic strength, industrial production surged less than 1%. Well, geez, I guess.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Pressing forward a little bit more out of the economic calendar off the Econoday website, looking at this industrial production, they continue to write this, but the downward revision to September is a footnote compared to October's strength in the key manufacturing component, where gains were led by a 3.1% surge in autos, as the rebound from prior Japan supply dislocations appears to be hitting a peak, okay? So with all Fukushima and everything else that came from that, you know, we weren't able to get the radios to put into the dashboards of the automobiles, and so they had to leave the windshields out for a while because, you know, you can't get a radio into a dashboard or out of a dashboard without removing the windshield and the entire dashboard these days. I have a 61 Chevy out there. You can go in, lie down, bring your pillow, you know, on the floorboards there in the front seat, and just to work away underneath the dashboard, everything is right there, totally accessible to you. You can bring the toolbox, bring the lunch, bring a cup of coffee and a sandwich, you know. I don't know, the kids can help you if you've got them, you know. Lots of room to work, but not anymore. Not anymore. You can't take anything in or put anything into or take anything out of a dashboard in a car these days. Let's go on to the next one here. The housing market index, is the new home sector finally gaining steam, he asked. Well, the housing market index, compiled by the nation's home builders, jumped 3 points in November to 20 for a second straight 3-point gain and its strongest reading since the government's round of housing stimulus in May last year. Well, I guess. But, of course, these are the houses that were built during the summer. We're in the fall months now. We got frost on the pumpkin here in southwest Missouri. I'd imagine most of the guys are going to put the hard hammer back into the job box and call it a winter, but, you know, if they don't have it closed to the weather right now so they can finish the buildings over the winter time using a space heater, there's not going to be a lot of new construction. You've got to get your concrete in the ground before things freezing. Anyway, doesn't look too good there. How about the petroleum status report? Demand from refineries helped to draw down inventories of oil in November. So the refineries were a little bit low on oil, and so they drew down inventories in November 11th week. Refineries operating at 84.8% of their capacity. And I never read, you know, that we're at 98%, you know. We're always like slagging along, you know, it's like loping along in fifth gear, you know. You got your foot basically off the gas and you're on the conserve mode. You're cruising at 85 miles an hour in fifth gear, you know? Well, that's the way it's going. Know that the outlook for increasing distillate production has been a factor behind oil's climb to 100. The outlook for increasing distillate production, who are they going to produce it for? Anybody got a job lately? Anybody planning a big wintertime trip? Is everybody going out shopping for the holidays? The gasoline side, where inventories rose 1.0 million, well, having more inventory doesn't mean anything. Once you've got all the pots and your pans filled up and you've got every, you know, storage facility possible, all your dealers, distributors, et cetera, they've all got your, you know, the bulk plants, they've all got all of their capacity filled. That's it. I mean, your inventories are up. And unless you've got demand, people out there buying, doesn't make any difference. Housing starts? New residential construction essentially held steady in October, but home builders may be increasingly optimistic as housing permits jumped. Wow. Cool. You mean going in there, signing up, getting a housing permit, you know, building permits. That's good. That's a good sign. Housing starts in October. nudged back only 0.3% after rebounding a sharp 7.7% the prior month. Well, like I said, September, you know, August and September. That's the time you got your footings in, your framing is in, you put a roof on it, get the roof covering on it, close it up, you're ready to go for the winter. That's your project. Whether you're building a single family, an 8-unit building, a 14-unit building, or dozens of them, you want to have them closed by this time of the year. And that's what's going on, I see. Anyway, that's where that's at. Don't look for any big change there. Jobless claims? Jobless continued a recent mild downtrend with a 5,000 decline in the November 12th week to 388,000. So, you know, hey, what can I say? Jobless claims continued a recent mild downtrend. So 5,000 fewer people came in to the unemployment office and filed an initial jobless claim. That doesn't mean that there aren't people falling off the other end of the wagon. But as I've stated before, one of these days we'll open up the Econo Day calendar and we'll find that there was only one person in line to file their initial jobless claim, and everyone else will have lost their jobs. I guess that's good news. The Consumer Comfort Index, the Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index, is a weekly random sample, and they've got a bunch of stuff there, but it's at a minus 50. Not exactly a lot of confidence from the consumer sector. Well, in the good news department, North Dakota's state-run bank adds millions to Treasury and spurs imitators. Isn't it nice now to see this? I noticed Ellen Brown interviewed by Mr. Giuliani this week. North Dakota's state-run bank adds millions to Treasury. People are starting to pay attention. It spurs imitators. Here's the article, this one by Allison Vection, writing for Bloomberg. Eric Hardmeyer, chief executive officer of the Bank of North Dakota. This is not Goldblatt or Goldberg, but Hardmeyer. Said he's heard from 30 to 40 states asking the same thing. How does the only state-owned bank in the U.S. work? Isn't that nice? Things have gone viral on the internet. The financial institution, which opened in 1919, I guess it's got a little bit of history, does it? And to help North Dakota farmers, has $5 billion in assets and contributed about $340 million in earnings to the state coffers in the 12 years through mid-2009. That seemed to be a going concern. Lawmakers in other states are modeling proposals on the Bismarck, North Dakota, bank as activists protest bailouts for J.P. Morgan Chase and Company and other financial giants while their customers struggle with foreclosures and unemployment. So we've got a this-for-that exchange possible here. Get rid of the greed, the corruption, and the deception at J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs, and go back to state banking. Well, there was problems with state banking when state banking was vogue, but let's continue with the article. Supporters say state-run banks, whose deposit base would include tax revenue and other government funds, would have greater control to develop socially minded lending programs favoring average Americans. We want to be a little careful about that socially minded, but nevertheless, right? That's what the supporters say. Quote, because of the Occupy Wall Street movement, there is much more of an interest to put in place state-owned banks to serve the public interest, close quote, said Mark Armstrong, the executive director of the Sonoma, California-based Public Banking Institute, in a telephone interview. All right, so Bloomberg is calling around, one ringy dingy, two ringy, and they got Mark on the phone, and that's what he said. Here's a little bit more of a quote. The benefit to commercial business is they receive affordable, low-cost loans, including some as low as 1% per year, Armstrong said. The benefit to the state's public is a more affordable and competitive rate for student loans and home mortgages. And so far, it sounds like it's a winning deal, doesn't it? Let's read on. The North Bank of North Dakota offers below-market lending rates as part of a program for beginning farmers. I wonder if Muammar Gaddafi sat at the foot of the North Dakota banking system when he set up his system in Libya before he was axed by the U.S. and our NATO coalition.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back into this article off the Bloomberg website in regards to North Dakota's state-run bank. It continues, and it's a good one. You might want to just check it out for a little bit of an overview. It would make a simple download and a printout that you could hand out at your next meeting. We'll be having a meeting of the Ozark Property Rights Congress, Berry County chapter, this evening. I have the opportunity to direct a few questions, hopefully, at our county clerk, the clerk of the county commission, Gary Youngblood, who seems to think that when elections don't go his way, that gives him an open door to attack those that were opposed to his favorite measure. But I hope we'll be able to take him behind the woodshed for a lesson or two this evening. Here we go. Continuing bottom line driven, quote, "We have a specific mission that we're trying to achieve that's not necessarily bottom-line driven," close quote, Hardmeyer said. Hardmeyer, wonder if he makes sausages. Another difference is that deposits in most conventional commercial banks are guaranteed by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, while the North Dakota's bank's deposits are backed by the state. are kind of cutting off the Fed, aren't they? Pretty much, although they still use the same phony money. Lawmakers in 13 states, including Massachusetts and California, introduced the legislation this year that would create a state-run bank or study the notion, according to the Public Banking Institute, a nonpartisan group backing the idea. So that's something to keep in mind. We also want to understand that as this goes down on this wise, we're kind of going to the Soviet Socialist Republics, at least opening the doorway for that. Lawmakers in 13 states, again, open this up. State officials are looking for solutions to budget woes after the recession ate away at revenues from sales and income tax. Now, so far, what we've not seen in this article anywhere is any mention of investment banking. So it seems to me possible that the North Dakota banks still have a firewall, if you will, the Glass-Steagall Act, the firewall between commercial and investment banking. In other words, they're not running a crap game on the side. They're just doing commercial banking. As the financial crisis deepened and there were liquidity issues around the country, our model was looked at a little deeper than it ever had been before, said Hardmeyer, who may be the only bank president in the U.S. who's also a state employee. Quote, it has been overwhelming at times in terms of the response. You would think by now they would have just produced a little booklet, How You Too Can End the Fed, but they haven't. The U.S. banking industry opposes the idea. The U.S. banking industry, well, who would that be? Benjamin Shalom and the six families from Europe? The U.S. banking industry opposes the idea. Watch your backside there, Hardmeyer. Wear a hard hat when you go to work. Anyway, the U.S. banking industry opposes the idea and is lobbying against it, saying a state-run bank would compete with commercial banks for business and politicize a state's lending decisions. Oh, my. That's a debate that's long overdue. Quote, a state-owned bank. Now, listen to this one. You talk about chutzpah. There you go. Chutzpah. A state-owned bank, question mark? Why don't we just relabel the state's capitals the Kremlin, question mark, close quote. Aha, said Camden Fine, president of the Independent Community Bankers of America. How independent are the Community Bankers of America, one must ask. A Washington-based trade group that represents more than 5,000 community banks. In a telephone interview, quote, it's a socialistic idea, close quote, Fine said. Quote, if you get a state-owned bank that is allocating credit, it can slide very quickly into a situation where those in favor get credit and those not in favor don't get credit. Is Mr. Fine being completely open and transparent here with these comments? Isn't that precisely the system he's part of? Is he not part of, not one of the great family of banks connected with the Federal Reserve Banking System? I think he is. And if that's not a socialist idea, then I have lost my idea of what socialism is. Increased jobs? Arizona Representative John Fillmore, a Republican from Apache Junction, who has introduced legislation to create the Bank of Arizona, said he views it as a way his state could increase jobs while bolstering its treasury. Well, if you stop paying interest to Benny and the rest of the bankers, that would be a good thing, wouldn't it? We would have a bank, just like a regular bank that you see out there. It would have savings accounts and checking accounts, Fillmore said in a telephone interview, but its main function would be to give support to the state and to other banks within the state. Maybe it would even be able to do it all without interest. That would be nice. Efforts to pursue the idea have gotten off to a rocky start in Massachusetts and California. In the Bay State, where legislation was introduced to create a Bank of Massachusetts, a commission said the bank would cost $3.6 billion to start and may expose public funds to unacceptably high risk. Well, wait a minute. I thought that was the purview of the robo-signers. Cost $3.6 billion to start. That's drop in the bucket money these days, folks. Anyway, expose the public funds to unacceptably high risk? What funds do we have? Is there any real money? Is there? Do we have an honest medium of exchange today? How much more risk can you have than nothing? Debt. Promises to pay. Well, I think we should take our chances. In California, lawmakers in September agreed to set up a task force. That's a good idea. To study the idea of a California investment trust. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Now we're blurring the boundary between commercial banking and investment banking to boost economic development by easing access to credit for California-based businesses, according to the legislative text. Governor Jerry Brown, a 73-year-old communist, vetoed the bill. Brown said he didn't want to create another blue ribbon task force and suggested the legislature's banking committee look at the idea. Wow. All right. Commercial banks. The California Bankers Association, a Sacramento-based trade group, lobbied against a proposal saying a state-owned bank would crowd out commercial banks. Yeah, honest money has a way of doing that, you know. Good money has a tendency to drive out bad. A state bank has the ability to use enormous resources of the state to nearly monopolize the market and, as a result, create an unfair advantage over commercial banks. Well, hasn't that been the case since about 1913? Alexis Annis, yeah, wipe that one off the map, the association's vice president of state government relations, said in a May letter to assembly member Ben Huizo, who offered the bill. Huizo, a Democrat from San Diego, said the proposal is aimed at creating a wholesale bank that would lend through commercial banks to businesses and consumers. Well, maybe it is a consumer or a commercial bank idea. I can see why state legislatures, as those in California who passed this measure, would feel this is the right time, close quote, said Daryl Duffy, a finance professor at Stanford University's Graduate School of Business in Stanford, California, in a telephone interview. State-run banks are more likely to be more flexible in their lending relationships with consumers and less likely to engage in proprietary trading and other risky activities by large commercial banks, Duffy said. But if one day a lot of the loans that a state bank makes goes bad, fingers may get pointed, and people may change their mind about whether this is such a great idea. The article closes the quote from Duffy. So, there you go, the whole article. You can find it for yourself on Bloomberg. Should we go to state-run banks and state banking, or we should continue to be raked over the coals by the Fed Reserve and gang? Here's another one, rather interesting as imperialism becomes popular. The usurper says U.S. forces will maintain Asia-Pacific security. And that's APEC, of course. Juliana Goldman and Joe Schneider, writing this one for Bloomberg, Barry the usurper pledged that U.S. troops to be stationed starting next year in Australia's northernmost city will help ensure Asia-Pacific security. Well, what do you know? Another bank, another business, another military base, another country. Wow. Rome marches on.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers!
from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the Revel Path. Sundays.
You know, it's hard to tell sometimes which of the talking points, Bloomberg covers are being given to them to cover and which they're actually digging up for themselves. But it is, to me at least, revealing to follow these articles as they're revealed. This is public notice. This is material that's being put out for public consumption so that you pay attention to the things people want you to pay attention and perhaps don't look at what the other hand of the magician is doing. But these articles have merit, I believe, insofar as they have yet to be proven totally wrong. They're typically well written. The sources seem to be pretty well cited, and it gives us clues as to what might be coming down the pike. So we cover them. But again, here the usurper says that the U.S. forces will maintain Asia-Pacific security. There's a little bit of ramp-up going on here. Of course, we just had the APEC meetings and all that. And if you've been following Vicki Davis's work on channelingreality.com, she's been on this one like a chicken on a June bug. All right? But Juliana Goldman and Joe Schneider writing this one, continuing, that, you know, the usurper is going to come in and they're going to move into one of the towns, Darwin, in Australia, and we're going to set up another military base. So we're occupying yet another country. All right? This region has some of the busiest sea lanes in the world, which are critical to all our economies. And so here's, you know, our interest. The usurper said today in Darwin, Australia, excuse me, going forward, you know, I like that one, you know, going forward. Our listeners sent me a YouTube clip on going forward. I thought it was really funny put together by some comedic fellows. But going forward, our purpose is the same that it was 60 years ago. Preservation of peace and security. Preservation of peace and security. Of course, you'll not find anything in the Constitution that says that we're supposed to be the world's cop and we're going to go and preserve peace and security anyplace. So we're just kind of the cop for the United Nations, right? Going forward, our purpose is the same that it was 60 years ago. Curious, isn't it? 60 years ago, the creation, not only of that illegitimate box of rocks known as Israel, but also the United Nations, preserving peace and security. They said, peace, peace, and there will be no peace. And security, well, how's that working out for us, America? The city will become home to joint military training exercises, much as we do with North Korean troops in Idaho. The city will become home to joint military training exercises as part of what the usurper earlier today called a deliberate and strategic decision. So I guess we should visit once again with Mr. Barnett and find out what this strategic decision is coming on us and at us in Australia to secure a long-term American role. I guess they're not going to be moving out anytime soon. Occupiers coming into a town near you in Australia to secure a long-time American role in an area that accounts for half the world's economy. The usurper is seeking to allay concerns the U.S. won't be able to check China's rising military and economic influence because of domestic budget constraints. Yes, they won't even be able to write the check, much less to check China's rising military and economic influence. Darwin, the first Australian city to be bombed by Japan in World War II, drag that one out again, is a growing energy hub with companies including, oh, now we understand, Royal Dutch Shell, Total SA, and ConocoPhillips planning to spend more than $150 billion developing natural gas fields off the northern coast over the next decade. So we've got the big corporations, and they go, Barry, 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 we're worried, we're very concerned. We got a lot of money riding on this one. Get some troops down there, put some airplanes in there, would you please? Look out for those terrorists. China, the world's most populous nation, is seeking natural resources in the region to fuel its economic growth. Of course, they're already buying up vast stretches of Texas oil fields. But I suppose we have enough military bases down there to contain the Chinese if they get a little frisky. Darwin has been a hub moving out aid, caring for victims, making sure we do right by the people of this region, and that is what we're going to keep doing. All right? So I guess there's some kind of a depot there, and they send out care packages. I would imagine that the Red Cross has a cross in red there. Anyway, continuing, Pacific Power, in a 25-minute parliamentary address in the capital of Canberra earlier today, this would be what, yesterday? No, this would be today. The usurper said the U.S. is, quote, a Pacific power, and we are here to stay, regardless of spending constraints. So no matter what, I guess, this Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction has to say, the usurper says, we're going to build a new military installation, we're going to bring in a bunch more forces, and we're going to set up base in Darwin, Australia. His trip comes as a special congressional committee closes in on a November 23rd deadline to come up with a plan to trim the U.S. budget deficit. Notice now how they call it a special congressional committee. Before it was a super committee, and some people had other even more lofty things, but they never say the right thing. It's the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction. I understand why they don't like to say that. Deficit reduction is kind of like a slur, you know. It's kind of like swearing out loud, and the media doesn't like to do that. Failure to act this year would force $1.2 trillion in automatic spending cuts beginning in 2013, including $500 billion from Northrop Grumman. Lockheed Martin and other defense budget recipients over 10 years. That would be on top of about $450 billion in Pentagon cuts already planned in the next decade, which, of course, taken together is $950 billion. Reductions in U.S. defense spending will not, I repeat, will not, come at the expense of the Asia-Pacific, the usurper told Parliament. We will allocate the resources necessary to maintain our strong military presence in this region and demean ourselves before the Queen and the Pope. Well, he didn't say that. I added that. But anyway, you get the idea. He's on his knees over there. U.S. Marines will be stationed in northern Australia. Of course, it's always the Marines that come in first, if not the Seabees. Under the plan that the usurper and Prime Minister Julia Gillard announced yesterday, the troops will be deployed on a six-month rotation, starting with 250 personnel and eventually expanding to as many as 2,500, so a tenfold increase. The two leaders also agreed to increase more cooperation between the U.S. and the Australian Air Forces. Oh, there you go. That's the way we do it. Back you up. Uh-oh. Look out, Australia. You're in trouble. Doing this with Gillard. Doing what with Gillard? Better not talk about that in public there, Barry. Michelle might find out. Doing this with Gillard is a way to tell everyone in Asia, look, the U.S. is in town, and the U.S. will back you up if you need to be backed up. Well, I would say, Australia, watch your back. Just ask the Libyans, the Iraqis, and the Afghanis what it's like to be backed up against the wall by the U.S., said Robert Dujarric, director of the Institute of Contemporary Asian Studies at Temple University's Tokyo campus. Quote, this is part of the entire process of strengthening relationships against China. Well, that's a good way to keep peace, isn't it? You bet. Sharpen your knives in front of the enemy. Australia's Northern Territory is one of the most sparsely populated regions in the world, with about 0.2 people per square kilometer. Compared with Alaska's ratio, boy, you talk about sparsely populated, of 1.04. So this place is just a wasteland, unpopulated. It takes as long to fly from Sydney to Darwin as it does to fly from Darwin to Singapore. Now, then he talks about the economic benefits. The additional U.S. military presence will mean a direct economic benefit to the region. Does that sound like this giant sucking sound of more of your tax dollars sucked away from here and this time transferred to a desolate, barren, empty part of Australia? Oh, great plan, Barry. Great plan.
That the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants, from hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Of course, not everybody's just thrilled and all in bed with this idea between Gillard and this backroom deal. You know, it's a deal in the back room between Gillard there and Barry the Usurper, with or without Michelle's permission. Anyway, the additional U.S. presence will mean a direct economic benefit to the region, the territory's chief minister, Paul Henderson, said in a November 16th interview. But not everyone is convinced that these benefits are worth the problems that may come with a greater U.S. military exposure. Darwin's Residents Against War, that would be the DRAW, a group formed in response to the 2003 U.S. invasion of Iraq, protested the agreement outside Parliament House today. Justin Tutte, a member of the group, said he's concerned about possible social conflicts with the American troops. "It's good to have a good economy," said Tutte. Brilliant, son. A 39-year-old software engineer. "It's better to have a safe place for kids to grow up." So I guess he's saying that with America on the continent there, it would not be safe as a place for kids to grow up. I'd have to agree. The U.S. helped defend Australia during the Second World War, and 91 U.S. Navy personnel were killed during Japan's February the 19th, 1942 raid on Darwin. How many more people were killed over there when we burned out the Branch Davidians? Anyway, the usurper pledged that the U.S. is committed to defending South Korea. Well, make up your mind, Barry. South Korea or is it Australia? And reiterated his call for North Korea to abandon its atomic weapons program. Both of them. He said, engagement in the region is critical for creating American jobs. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. American jobs in Australia? Well, this continues. The U.S. this year has exported more to the Pacific Rim than to Europe. Of course, we've imported just a hell of a lot more from the Pacific Rim than Europe, too. The usurper has set a goal of doubling U.S. exports in 5 years. Well, we know how Barry's goals work out. Pretty flat, kind of like a tire on the roadside. At the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit he hosted in Hawaii last week. I guess he went back to visit his birthplace, huh? He hosted it? My... Obama, right, announced the U.S., Australia, and seven other nations will form a Trans-Pacific Partnership trade accord within a year in what would be the biggest U.S. deal since the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement. You might remember that one as NAFTA. All right? A giant sucking sound, 2.0. Well, isn't it curious that you have to read this deeply? This is why I do this for you, so that you don't have to, of course. That's why you read all these articles on Bloomberg every morning. It's a shame that we have to dig this deeply into this article to pick up one paragraph that has more import than the entire rest of the story. Let me give it to you again, in case you didn't hear it. At the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit he hosted in Hawaii last weekend, in other words, newsy news, the usurper announced the U.S., Australia, and seven other nations, let's see, that would be nine nations, will form a Trans-Pacific Partnership trade accord within a year in what would be the biggest U.S. deal since the 1994 American Free Trade Agreement. So now we can be looking into this story. See how it builds? The usurper, who has spent the past week pressing China on security and economic issues. Wow. Do you believe that? I wonder how strongly he was pressing himself up against Hu Jintao. Who doesn't really like to be pressed by the usurper?
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, I haven't had the opportunity yet to, let's go back and just continue with where I'm going back. We're back on our Thursday, November the 17th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. Now, starting the second hour of today's broadcast, going through the news, kicking through the news basket in the first hour. Got some more news on the browser today. Your calls are certainly welcome, 866-841-1065. Got a lot of places we can go in the broadcast if need be, but your calls are certainly welcome. Anyway, back into this discussion, finding out a little bit more about the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit and the creation of this new seven-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership that has just come on us and at us. All of the nations have a profound interest in the rise of a peaceful and prosperous China, and that is why the United States welcomes it, the usurper said, just to ensure that he's going to put a military base in Darwin, Australia, bringing in the Marines first and then up escalating it to the full cadre, no doubt. We will do this even as we continue to speak candidly with Beijing about the importance of upholding international norms and respecting the universal human rights of the Chinese people. See, there's a big difference between our Declaration of Independence and our little Bill of Rights and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. You see, with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights of the Chinese people, all of their rights flow from the United Nations and from their governments, the Soviets. But here in this country, our rights flow from some other place, all right? Namely, the laws of nature and nature's God. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's a little bit different. You get away from that Creator and go out and join the atheists and others, you know, you're going to have to get all of your rights, rights, rights. Pretty soon you Americans are going to know what it's like to have no rights any longer. But you're going to have to get all of your rights from government, and that's what the universal human rights of Chinese people are. And Barry's all up on that, you know, the importance of upholding these international norms, and that's what we're going to talk about in a minute, integrating environment and development in decision-making. The American presence, the defense initiative with Australia will anchor an American presence in the Western Pacific that can help safeguard sea lanes that carry more than $5 trillion of commerce, about $1.2 trillion of its U.S. trade. So we go deeper into commerce, all right, commerce, underline that one, commerce, and with that, the lex mercatori, of course, that's the law, merchant, and with that, of course, admiralty, and with that, of course, admiralty law, or martial law rule. Chinese studies cited by the U.S. Energy Information Agency in 2008 said that the South Chinese Sea could hold 213 billion barrels of oil. While the sea borders several countries, China claims indisputable sovereignty over most of it. Well, I guess that dispute is about to open. The issue will be part of a discussion on maritime security at the East Asia Summit in Bali, Indonesia, the usurper's next stop. He'll meet the 10-member American or the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Bali tomorrow, where leaders will decide whether to endorse Myanmar's bid to chair the regional meetings in 2014. So you have to read the whole article if you want to get the meat and potatoes. Had you just simply been glancing at headlines, you would say here that the usurper says U.S. forces will maintain Asia-Pacific security. It doesn't really give you the full meal deal, does it? Then they distract you with this Australia's northernmost city in the first sentence. And you think, well, I'm not interested in reading anything about Australia this morning. I'll just jump to the next one. And you would miss everything that came towards the end of the article. Candida fuel? Candida fuel? Demand reduces oil inventory to the lowest since 1975. What are they talking about here? Louisiana Javier and Ranjitha Pakiam, writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg, stockpiles of the cooking oils used to make everything from candy bars to biofuels are declining to the lowest in two generations as farmers fail to keep up with demand expanding at five times the pace of the world population. And people looking for cooking oil, you know. Inventories of soybeans, rapeseed, sunflowers, and six other oils will drop to less than 29 days of consumption this year. 30 days. Shut off the stores, shut off the supply. Got 30 days out there, the stockpiles depleted. The fewest since 1975. How well are you stocked up with olive oil, virgin olive oil in your kitchen? I stay away from soybean oil like the plague that it is. Rapeseed, wouldn't have it in the house. Sunflower oil, no, I don't go there either. Anyway. Supplies of oils and fats will be nearer the critically low levels seen during the 2008 food crisis, the United Nations said in a report November the 3rd, while the UN's food index dropped 9%. I wonder if those persistent chemtrails or condensation trails, as Rosalind Peterson likes to call them, persistent condensation trails. I wonder if that has anything to do with the critically low level of oils and fats. This is an early warning that we're giving, said Peter Thonis, an economist at the UN Food and Agriculture Organization in Rome. A tightening in the global supply and demand balance seems inevitable, as all the politicians ran out to make a phone call to their broker, improve their position in soybean, rapeseed, sunflower, and the other six oils, right? It's an early warning. A tightening in the global supply and demand balance seems inevitable. The oil crop market fundamentals seem to call for continued firmness in prices. Better get in on the ground floor here, folks. Global diets are changing as wealth increases. See, this is the problem with this specious notion floated out by the United Nations back in the 40s. This idea that we could raise up all of the people on the planet to the same standard of living as Ward and June Cleaver, you know, living in a subdivision someplace, 57 Chevrolet in the driveway, two-bedroom Rambler. Wow. Kids playing in the backyard, swinging on the swing set. Right. We're going to bring up Togo and Lesotho to that. Buddy. No, you're wrong. We're all going down to the level of the people in Togo and Lesotho. That's the real plan, those of us that survived the experience. Simon Darmy, palm oil rose 11% to 3,212 ringgit on the Malaysian derivatives exchange ringgits. How many ringgits have you got in your pocket? I don't know. Anyway, world stockpiles of coconut, cottonseed, peanut, and six other oils will drop 3.6%. And here's the real problem. Biofuel demand. That's right, green energy. Production will rise 3.7% this year compared with 4.6% last year and 4.9% in 2009 and 2010. The Washington-based department predicts demand will advance 3.9% to a record of 149.89 million tons of perfectly usable oils and fats that should be part of our food supply getting stuck into somebody's gas tank. Well, that was really bright. Anyway, workers' health coverage premiums climbed 63% in 7 years. Oh, just in time for Obamacare. Carol Eisenberg writing this one for Bloomberg. To find out what Carol has to say right after this. Your health care costs, they're going up.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand.
You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Just closing out this little discussion on biofuel and biofuel demand. You know, this is where so many of our crops are going. The demand for biofuels derived from crops means more soybean oil is being used domestically in Argentina, Brazil, and the U.S., according to Oil World. Oil World. Demand for biofuels means more soybean oil is being used domestically in Argentina, Brazil, and the U.S. Well, that's one of the reasons why the cost of your health care is going up, okay? U.S. workers' health insurance premiums is all that fried food. U.S. workers' health insurance premiums rose 63% from 2003 to 2010 as employers shifted more of the burden of rising medical costs to individuals and families. A study showed the total cost of insuring a family through employer-sponsored health plans rose 50% over the same period, reaching an average of $13,871 a year. Wow. My goodness. If that doesn't get you out to the health food store, I don't know what's going to. $13,871? Well, I know some of my friends have had heart attacks recently, and they had whopping bills, but they didn't seem to get bankrupted by it because somehow or another the socialist system absorbed the cost. Somebody had to pay. Who paid? $13,871 a year. I'd rather buy another house. My God. Though the study revealed state-by-state disparities, it documented the growing burden of health care on employers and individuals in the years leading up to the passage of the 2010 health care law, its author said, where the 11 California, Montana, or West Virginia, health insurance is ever more expensive, which is why I don't have it. Out-of-pocket costs for premiums and care are consuming a larger share of people's income at a time when incomes are down in a majority of states. My God, just leave me laying on the floor, okay? It's all right. It's all right. Today's a good day to die as any. Soaring prices for medical services, changes in the risk pool with younger people dropping their coverage and new benefits and coverage mandates, he said. Employers and workers split the cost of the health insurance premiums. Workers paid the lowest share in Michigan, Montana, Vermont, Pennsylvania, and Kentucky. The study showed employees in Delaware, Maine, Virginia, Texas, and Florida made the highest premium contributions. Workers bore higher out-of-pocket costs as well. You see, it doesn't make any difference. A heavy progressive income tax. It'll tax you, tax the eye, the pennies off of a dead man's eyeballs. It's a tax. It's a hidden tax. It's laying in there. They got you sucked into this game, and they're not going to let you out. The pharmacopoeia. The hypocritic oath, right? Workers bore higher out-of-pocket costs as well. By 2010, employers required almost three-quarters of the workers to pay deductibles in addition to their share of the premiums. I say screw the premium, screw the deductible, and screw the insurance. Just pay me what I'm worth per hour. I'll take care of my own life. Thank you very much. Average deductibles for individuals exceeded $1,000 in 29 states by 2010. The study found They were the highest in Wyoming, where the average was $1,479. Folks, I haven't spent $1,479 basically in my life to doctors. And lowest in Hawaii, where the average was $519. You put your fork down. Stop eating those hamburgers. Avoid fast food like the plague it is. How about a little bit of brown rice in your diet? A little bit of olive oil? A little bit of garlic, you know? How about a little bit of whole milk? How about some real cheese from time to time? Anyway, if current trends continue, the average premium for family coverage would increase 72% to almost $24,000 a year by 2020. I remember when I first made $24,000 a year. My God, $2,000 a month. I was living like a king. And now people pay $24,000 a year for health insurance? Provisions in the health care law may slow the trend and deliver savings of more than $2,000 a year for a saving for a family. Yes, that's right. Buy today. Buy today and save, remember? That's what Edward Bernays taught us. Buy today and save. Spend and save. Spend more now and you can save. Something wrong with that picture? Well, there's something wrong with this picture. Just when AIPAC is getting underway and Barry the Usurper is staging Marines in Australia, General Maritime files for bankruptcy protection with a $1.4 billion in debt. Wait a minute. All those sea lanes that we're going to protect? Hell, they're going to be empty. You won't even have to turn on your turn signal to pass in the sea lanes. Phil Milford and Tiffany Carey writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg. General Maritime Corporation, a transporter of crude oil via the ocean tankers, filed for bankruptcy court protection from creditors amid low freight rates and a surplus of ships. We're swimming in a sea of oil out there, and they'd like to think, you know, have you think that it's scarcity as they jack up the price per barrel to $101 this morning for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude pumped out of the ground. Right out of the creator of the universe's storehouse. Oil that should be used for everybody. You know, Muammar Gaddafi at least had a right attitude on that one. The New York-based company listed assets of $1.71 billion, debt of $1.41 billion. I'd say they're pretty close to going under. Operations are to continue without interruption after General Maritime reached agreements with key lenders. Well, it doesn't look good there. It doesn't look good here either. Alabama governor loses as the state's economic capital goes bankrupt. So we've got states going bankrupt. We got counties going bankrupt. We got cities going bankrupt. Hell, we got whole countries going bankrupt. Greece and Italy and Portugal and Spain and Ireland. Tally the losers in last week's record municipal bankruptcy by Alabama's Jefferson County and Governor Robert Bentley might be near the top of the list. Not looking good in Alabama. The first-term Republican, B. Bentley, who supported a filing during his campaign, became the most prominent advocate for any other option by the time the county that includes Birmingham, the state's economic engine, gave in. Going bust. One of the challenges for any political leader is that they come into office having things they want to do and then run into a whole list of developments and circumstances. The quality of a good elected official comes from how they respond to that. In the best laid plans of mice and men oft go astray. Well, here's another best laid plan that's going astray. The biggest oil find in decades becomes a $39 billion caution. After 11 years and $39 billion of investment, ExxonMobil Corporation, Royal Dutch Shell PLC, and their partners have yet to sell a drop of oil from what was touted as the world's biggest discovery in four decades. Where are your stock shares placed this morning? Naraman Glitzidovanava, writing this one. Centered on a man-made island 70 kilometers from Kazakhstan's coast, the Kashagan, the Ashkenazi project is just months away from completion. $15 billion over budget and 8 years behind schedule. Sounds like something the State Department would be in charge of. As the milestone of first oil nears, the Kazakh government is pressuring the group for a commitment on an even bigger second phase, a project the oil companies are undecided on, and one analyst says may not make money. And the biggest worry is whether the project can ever be profitable, given the huge cost escalation and the startup delays. Well, see, the Kazakhs made a big mistake. They allowed the oil companies in the contract to take all of their development costs first before they ever gave Kazakh a dime for the oil. Big mistake.
Are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we'll go into something a little bit different now and take a look at the Agenda 21 one more time, Chapter 8, Integrating Environment and Development and Decision Making. Got an email from Debbie Bacigalupe overnight, and it's from the UC Davis, University of California, Davis, as regards to environmental planning. Pretty interesting seminar that you can find up on the Internet today if you want to find it for yourself, UC Davis. And it's CEQA, and there's a little bit about CEQA. CEQA, the tiering process. The California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA. Concept of tiering, T-I-E-R-I-N-G, refers to the coverage of general environmental matters in broad program level environmental impact reports, or EIRs, remember, yesterday, speaking with our guest, Rex, as regards the Klamath Valley, all right, we're talking about EIRs and EISs, an environmental impact report, with subsequent focused environmental documents for individual projects that implement the program. CEQA, CEQA, I would imagine, CEQA, and the CEQA guidelines encourage the use of tiered environmental documents to reduce delays and excessive paperwork in the environmental review process. This is accomplished in tiering documents by eliminating repetitive analyses of issues that were adequately addressed in the program EIR and by incorporating those analyses by reference. I know it's a little heady, but after all that news, I think we're probably up to speed for that, and we've got our coffee and then jump-started our brains. The 2003 UC Davis Long-Range Development Plan, that's the 2003 LRDP, I love those acronyms, is a comprehensive land use plan that will guide physical development on campus to accommodate projected enrollment increases and expanded and new program initiatives through the 2015 to 2016 academic year. So see, they do a comprehensive planning right on the campuses so that the young students get a feel for how you do this to destroy a town or a city or a county or a state or a nation. The 2003 LRDP EIR, the program EIR for the campus, analyzes full implementation of uses and physical development proposed under the 2003 LRDP, and it identifies measures to mitigate, there's that key word there, FEMA's All-Hazard Mitigation Planning Program, the significant adverse project level and cumulative impacts associated with that growth. Well, my. A little bit to know about that. Certainly a lot more to know about that than meets the eye. And we can get into that. They have quick links here to the Sustainable Second Century, Administrative and Resource Management, Environmental Planning. But here if we jump into Agenda 21, the Program of Action for Sustainable Development out of the Rio de Janeiro, 1992, integrating environment and development in decision making. We find the same topics discussed. This chapter contains the following program areas, P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E. I like to say that program me areas. The program me areas. Integrating environment and development at the policy, planning, and management levels. Oh my. CEQA, California Environmental Quality Act, back in 1992. That's what they wanted to do. That's what they said. They wrote that right here in the book. Providing an effective legal and regulatory framework. How can they do all of this stuff? What's the end game? Glenn Palmer, Sheriff Glenn Palmer, asked. Remember when we had the interview? I told him there is no end game. This is an all-out war that's raging between legal positivism and the natural law. Providing an effective legal and regulatory framework. This is private international law. Making effective use of economic instruments and market and other incentives. And establishing systems for integrated environmental and economic accounting. So we go back and visit with Mr. Robison's book on the Illuminati. We discover that economics was part of the plan, the Bavarian Illuminati, from day one, kind of created it, set it up so that we would have this new study called economics on our minds all the time, even though the word is much older than that, goes all the way back to Greece and Rome. Program areas, integrating environment and development at the policy, planning, and management levels. You see what I see in the news all the time, how ICLEI has come to town? Integrating environment and development at the policy, planning, and management levels. Basis for action. 8.2. Prevailing systems for decision-making in many countries tend to separate economic, social, and environmental factors at the policy, planning, and management levels. Right? Prevailing systems in 1992 separated them. You take a look at the economic, you take a look at the social, and you take a look at the environmental factors at the policy, planning, and management level. But now we've blurred those boundaries. Now we're all in this coordination deal. It's like a group grope. This influences the action of all groups in society, including governments, industry, and individuals. Can you say public-private partnership? And has important implications for the efficiency and sustainability of development. Now, that's not the environment, that's development. What is sustainable development? It's sustaining development. What are we talking about? It's the environmental and developmental concerns. What are we concerned about? No, concerns are businesses. We're not talking emotions here, we're talking money, which you can get pretty emotional about, I guess. An adjustment or even a fundamental reshaping of decision making. Fundamental adjustment, reshaping decision making in the light of country specific conditions may be necessary if environment and development is to be put at the center. Centre, they call it, C-E-N-T-R-E, that would be like an institute, a study, a think tank, of economic and political decision-making. Now, do we want to have environment and development at the centre of economic and political decision-making, or do we not? In effect, achieving a full integration of these factors. In recent years, some governments have also begun to make significant changes in the institutional structures of government. The institutions. Notice all the institutional structures of government which have been changed since Jorge Bush 2000 and the life-burning sacrifice visited upon the high places in New York City. the day the natural law was set on its side, right? Buildings just started to collapse out of sympathy. Playing a game called All Fall Down there at the World Trade Center complex. And what a complex they had. Anyway. Significant changes in institutional structures, things like the Department of Homeland Security, darling. New forms of dialogue are also being developed for achieving better integration among national and local government, industry, science, environmental groups, and the public in the process of developing effective approaches to environment and development. So if you don't have the E&D on your tote board there, if you don't have the E&D on your laptop or whatever it is that you're carrying around, your iPad, or something, you ought to do that. Just go ahead and type it in and have it open. Let that be the home page every day. Environment and development. It's at the center of everything, 21st century. The responsibility for bringing about changes lies with governments in partnership with the private sector and local authorities. Governments in partnership with the private sector and local authorities, and in collaboration with national, regional, international organizations, including, in particular, UNEP, UNDP, and the World Bank. The United Nations and the World Bank joined at the hip in public-private partnerships, collaboration, cooperation, communication, right? In this context, it must be borne in mind that environmental standards may pose severe economic and social costs if they are uniformly applied in developing countries. What? Let's say that again, Mr. Will. In this context, it must be borne in mind that environmental standards may pose severe economic and social costs if they are uniformly applied in developing countries. And so the three E's then of sustainable development are environment, economy, and then we must have equity. After all, the people in Togo and Lesotho, they can't afford all of this costly environmental and developmental stuff, and so they could have severe economic and social costs if we apply the laws uniformly. Of course, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, well, they can't be responsible for all this expense. It's going to have to be borne by the people. That's right, the people of the world.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into Truth Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
So at what point in the cycle of development, you know, family, child, child, family, do we want to intervene if we want to change the world? Change the world. So we meet the young one as they come into the world in school. Maybe we should meet that little one in the arms of his mama. Maybe we should meet that little one in the womb with an injection or two. Maybe we should meet that little one before ever conceived and indoctrinate the mother and the father. Well, certainly, University of California, Davis is interceding in the lives of its student body. This off their webpage here, sustainability.ucdavis.edu. The Sustainable Second Century celebrates UC Davis' long-term commitment to environmental, economic, and social sustainability. Hey, wait a minute. What are they doing? Why? This is Chapter 8, Agenda 21, Textbook Learning. Integrating environment and development and decision-making. Wow. We use our strengths in teaching, research, and public service to address society's most pressing problems. Ideas that start on our campus, powered by faculty, students, and staff, transform the world. And what a wrenching transformation it is. Recent news? Sierra Magazine. That's good. The Sierra Club, right? One of the largest property owners on the planet. People donate their land to them, and then they take it all. And if they want to build a casino, they'll do it. Or a hotel, they'll do that too. Sierra Magazine says we're still cool. And greener. The UC Davis is greener and cooler this year, moving into the top 10 of Sierra Magazine's annual ranking of the greenest colleges in the United States. You see why you want to homeschool? Get your students out of these indoctrination camps. UC Davis earned the 8th spot, up from 16 a year ago, on the magazine's America's Coolest Schools list. You want to be cool, don't you? You want to be cool and green, don't you? Yes, you do, don't you? But you don't remember that this is a whole transformation. This transforms our entire planet away from individuals and private property and those nasty unalienable rights to a global collective. That's right, global feudalism, a techno-totalitarian era. Building a green lab? University of California Research, making research labs more sustainable, can help UC campuses to cut energy use and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Isn't it any wonder why you save up all of your money and you homeschool your children and you send them off to UC Davis and they come back green weenies, enviro-Nazis, and then destroy their towns, bringing in the International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts and putting on the burden of the International Property Maintenance Code and throwing old ladies out of their homes. Green Crusader. The University of California Research, a lab researcher's campaign to reuse, recycle, and reduce, draws national acclaim. Reuse, recycle, and reduce. See how effective guys like Edward Bernays can be? Interesting how that meme has been floated, hasn't it? You ever tried to recycle a glass jar? It's almost impossible. Recycling plastics? Forget about it. We'll just throw them all in the dump and they'll float out into the sea and join the island of floating plastic and styrofoam, right? Freezer Challenge spurs labs to store smart and save electricity. The Freezer Challenge is a national contest to save energy, improve research sample management and storage practices in ultra-low freezer temperature freezers. Wow. We're officially a bicycle-friendly university, and a golden one at that. UC Davis two-wheeled its way to gold award in the League of American Bicyclists' first-ever listing of bicycle-friendly universities. Ever seen a picture of Beijing? Notice all the bicycles there? Those Chinese ride bicycles a lot, you know. No cars over there. Get off your car. Get out of your car. Get out of the bus. Get on a bicycle. Rickshaws for all. You know, hey, that's an idea. A rickshaw business. Energy experts help to U.S. Navy get greener. UC Davis today agreed to help the U.S. Navy find new ways to use less energy. So that was part of the reason why this great big anti-war protest came down on the Applied Physics Laboratory at the University of Washington so many years ago. Because they were getting involved in these military conflicts during the and research during the Vietnam War. The students didn't think that was a cool thing to do. AAAS conference, greenhouse gases, agriculture, nitrogen, making energy from manure and more. Wow, isn't that novel? How long have we been doing that? Methane gas has been around a long time, you know. UC Davis researchers will present these findings at the annual meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. Of course, you'll have to get permitted, licensed, regulated privileges in order to create methane, but then don't expect to be able to burn that in your tractor on your farm. Green and getting greener is all in the planning. What? Integrated environment and development and decision-making. The program of action for Agenda 21. The Plan Green Conference. The Plan Green Conference at UC Davis will also include awards presented by the U.S. EPA for Fleet Services and Aggie Stadium. Affordable, certified, eco-friendly printing at Repro Graphics. Recyclomania ends April the 2nd. Volunteer to make Picnic Day greener. Volunteer to help host the Spring Convergence. What good ever came from nothing? Well, UC Davis, sustainability. a little bit further here. What are the objectives of this Chapter 8? The overall objective is to improve or restructure the decision-making process. Yeah, throw out all that crap about the Constitution, folks. That's just a bunch of old dead white guys. They didn't know what they were talking about. No, we need to listen to this new voice, this new siren on the island as our ship heads towards the rocks, so that consideration of socioeconomic and environmental issues is fully integrated and a broader range of public participation assured, with the understanding that countries will develop their own priorities in accordance with their prevailing conditions, needs, national plans, policies, and programs. The following objectives are proposed. A. To conduct a national review of economic, sectoral, and environmental policies, strategies, and plans to ensure the progressive integration of environmental and developmental issues happening in a town near you. B. To strengthen institutional structures to allow the full integration of environmental and developmental issues at all levels of the decision-making process. You see, you can't get away from it. Whether you're dealing with your town, your city, your county, your state, it's coming on you, it's coming at you, and it's time for you to become vocal, local, and block the globalist agenda right where you are, in those towns, cities, counties, and states. C, to develop or improve mechanisms to facilitate the involvement of concerned individuals, groups, and organizations in decision-making at all levels. And unfortunately, it does smack a bit of coordination there. To establish domestically determined procedures to integrate environment and development issues in decision-making. Interesting, huh? And it's being taught in a college near you. You pay for that when you sign up. You can get a degree in sustainability today along with your Department of Homeland Security degree. You could get, I guess, I suppose, you could get a bachelor's degree in groping and fondling and annoying people at airports. Curious. Isn't it? Improving decision-making process. You know, until the Agenda 21 came along, people were incapable of making decisions. No, we just looked at, found a need and filled it, like in the Klamath Valley. Well, we need to do something about this toxic water up here in the basin. So what we'll do is we'll create a series of sediment ponds called dams and reservoirs, and we'll let all this toxic sediment come out of it, and then we'll create fish hatcheries and power plants, and wow, it's worked for 100 years, but it can't work any longer. Why? Because it doesn't meet the green agenda. Even though they claim that there's a problem with hydropower, but hydropower is the most clean and reliable system of electrical generation known to man. The primary need is to integrate environmental and developmental decision-making processes. And to do this, governments should conduct a national review and where appropriate, improve the processes of decision-making so as to achieve the progressive integration of economic, social, and environmental issues in the pursuit of development that is economically efficient, socially equitable, and responsible, and environmentally safe and sound. So there, in that statement, are the three E's of sustainable development. I bet you wondered where Michael Shaw found that. Well, he found it right there in 8.4. Economically efficient, socially equitable, and responsible, environmentally safe and sound. Be back tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life.
You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com. The Oracle.